Nick Dudley, please come on up and boast in your Savior.
Hi, I am Nick Dudley, and I've been blessed with the opportunity, and I'm excited to tell you all about what God's done in my life. And in order to do that, I need to tell you about who I was and who I am now. So I, like all of you, was born in sin and completely unable to do anything about it. I was raised by Christian parents in a Christian home, and I always believed the Bible, and I had no reason not to, but I didn't understand and I wasn't able to grasp what the gospel was and how that was supposed to change my life. I didn't realize the gravity of my sinful lifestyle and thought that because I believed in the Bible and I believed in God, then because I had confessed that, that I was fine and I could live going to heaven while I was content in my sin. And my sin manifested itself in the areas of anger and disobedience to my parents and just a downright disrespect for authority. And I was extremely disobedient a lot to my parents and also to God. And I didn't understand that that lifestyle was going to lead me to hell. And it would have been right and good for God to send me there. And even though some would call me a good person, I wasn't, and I knew I wasn't. But I was so blind to that. But my sin caused me to, well, eventually get punished for it. And my parents, as a result of that punishment, or one of the things they wanted to do was they wanted to bring me to Grace Bible Church. And so I came, and I was really upset and angry that I had to be there, and I was resentful. And I sat there for months and wasn't really paying attention to what was being said just because I was angry. And then one day, Scott was preaching on Ephesians 4, 20 through 24. And that talked about the old man and versus the new man. And the old man and the new man can't coexist with each other. So you have to completely put off the old man and put on the new man. And I realized that my life of sin was characteristic of the old man, and there was no way that I could be the new man and be saved and go to heaven while I was content in my sin. And so Scott presented the gospel, and the gospel is this: that you and I are born in sin and we are completely unable to do anything about it, but Christ died for us and he took our punishment. And he resurrected so that even though we can't do anything about it, he did. And praise him for that. We are told to repent from our sinful lifestyle and live a life of faith. And faith in God's promise of who he's making us and who he's going to make us. And this is the good news that motivates me to live my life now pleasing to the Lord, to glorify him. And so after I repented from my sin, God worked in my heart in a lot of ways and started to change the way I viewed authority, change the way I viewed relationships to my parents and to just any authoritative figure I had in my life. And my anger started to go away, and I started to be joyful and live a life that I tried to bring glory to God and bring glory to God through my life. And I no longer desire to live for myself, but I just desire to bring joy to God. And I have an example of just how much God changed my view of authority and obedience. Like, I was blessed with the awesome opportunity. I go to Master's College in California, and there's some rules that they have there, and one of the rules is that you can't wear shorts or comfortable sweatpants or anything like that to class. You have to wear jeans, and in the summer it gets hot, and it's 100 plus degrees, and I when I first started going there, I'm like, oh, this is dumb. I don't need to wear pants to class because I'm a Christian and wearing shorts doesn't have anything to do with my salvation. But just as time progressed and went on, now like I start to view in the morning when I put on my pants and it's hot, I'm able to see that as an opportunity to glorify God, because when I'm done at Masters, I don't know if I'm going to have a dress code at my job, but I'm not going to be able to honor God in that way. I'm not going to be able to bring him glory just because I'm able to wear pants, so that's cool. So I've been really blessed by this church family and just all the sacrifices you've made for me. And I just want to encourage you through my testimony. God can change lives, and he has changed lives. And for those of you that haven't made the decision to follow God, or you're unsure about that, don't wait, because you don't know how long you have here. And eternity is at stake, so just repent and ask God for forgiveness. Life is infinitely more satisfying with God and when you're living for him. And now's the perfect time. So thank you all for allowing me to share my testimony with you. And I'm going to go get baptized. So.
Good luck, Eric. Nick Dudley. Based on your profession of faith and your love for the Lord Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.